In Houston today, Enron Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fastow and his wife Lee continue their plea bargaining with federal prosecutors. Martha Stewart's trial begins a week from tomorrow, and the trial of Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski is ongoing. Here with a corporate scandal scorecard is Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.
Andrew Fastow was the first major Enron executive to attempt to work out a plea bargain. Prosecutors hope that this admission of guilt will help them with their cases against former Enron CEOs Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling. The same prosecutorial tactic is at play in the trial of WorldCom CFO Scott Sullivan. Many court observers, you know the types, say that a conviction in the Sullivan case will make it harder for Bernie Ebbers, WorldCom's big fish, to wriggle off the line. The Sullivan trial starts February 2nd. But if you're saying, hey, wait a minute, on February 2nd in my corporate trial a day calendar, I had a different name, don't worry, you're right. HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy will be going on trial that day also. The wrinkle in his case is that he's the first corporate executive to be tried under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which was Congress's attempt to toughen up the laws against corporate crime. Now for our malfeasance quiz. Of all the corporate scandals since Enron, who is the only former CEO who's actually in jail right now? The answer? After I tell you about another February trial. This one's a family affair. The Regas family. Father John, sons Timothy and Michael, and two other executives stand accused of defrauding the cable company Adelphia Communications. In addition to criminal charges, the government is asking the Regases for $2.5 billion, and Adelphia and the SEC also have suits against them. The longest ongoing trial in alleged corporate crookedness has been Tyco's Dennis Kozlowski. The New York Times reports that defense lawyers have ground the proceedings to a crawl with detailed testimony about Mr. Kozlowski's tipping practices and discussions of the rules surrounding a Tyco intern expensing a haircut. Mr. Kozlowski's second trial on tax evasion charges will follow the current one, now in its fourth month. As for the only CEO now in jail, it's Martha Stewart's old friend, Imclone Sam Woxall. There's no word on how he's spending his time in the federal correctional facility in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. But if they have court TV, he'll be able to keep tabs on plenty of his old colleagues. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.